Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
You want to feel good about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And getting a compliment, one of the easiest ways.
Oh, yeah.
But of all the differences between men and women, this might be the one that stands out the most.
Whatever.
Well, women want other women to feel good about themselves.
Mm, they lift each other up.
Yeah. Men.
The Gale Squad.
Men do not care.
No.
To the point where even if you wanted to do this, it would get super weird, super fast, for reasons we may not be able to explain.
It's too awkward.
But why?
I don't know.
Exactly. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, you know, me and my family, we went down to the parade for St. Patrick's Day on Saturday. So my wife, myself, my kids, my brother, my sister, all their kids, we're all hanging out in front of the Hyatt.
Yeah.
And, you know, like different groups, media groups have like their parade float.
Yeah.
So 13 Wham, the news station.
Oh, number one in town, baby.
Yep, they start walking by.
Yeah.
Right? And our good buddy, Hot Takes Dan Chesty Fates, is in the parade.
Oh, yeah, your boy.
Yeah, yeah. So we see him. He's got his kids and his wife. Great to see him. He comes over, handshake, hug, big talking. And then there's another guy who works for 13 Wham, a man who has actually come on the show, co-hosted with us before. News anchor Matt Malloy.
So he's like their number one now.
Yes, yes. And Matt's a great dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great dude.
Awesome.
Love Matty. So I see Matt. And we make eye contact, and I haven't seen him in a while. So he comes over, and we do the big man bear hug.
Okay.
Like, ah, good to see you. And as I'm giving him this bear hug, Matt Malloy, I realize this dude is jacked out of his mind.
So he's a big gym guy.
Well, so he's a short guy. Yeah. So you wouldn't expect it out of him. And, you know, he's always wearing
see,
like.
See, can't even compliment him, can he?
What?
He's a short guy.
Well, no.
I didn't expect that. He's a small man.
I am trying to explain why I did not see this coming. He's small.
Yeah.
And he wears suits on TV.
Yeah.
Right? So when would I have seen Matt Malloy shirtless other than my fantasy? Go ahead. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to say.
Go ahead. So I got my hands on his back as we're hugging. Yeah. And his back, it's like it's carved out of granite.
All right, so he's a very firm man.
Let me put it this way.
Not like soft-ass Doug Emblidge. Or Boney Don.
Boney Don. Boney Don. I was amazed.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was astonishing.
See how in shape he is.
Like, just for a human body.
So the guy's like ripped. Like a bodybuilder.
I don't even have words to describe how jacked this dude's back was. So I'm sure in that moment, he really would have appreciated the compliment. Like, holy crap, man. But I'm telling you guys off the air this story yesterday. And you and I, Tommy, came to a rock solid conclusion that is indisputable. Men will not compliment other men's bodies.
No, we will not.
We'll not do it.
No, we'll go to our grave not saying a word.
With the rare exception of a specific type of guy in the gym, you will never hear another man saying anything positive about a physical aspect of another man's body.
Yeah. A physical? Have you even ever given another man a compliment about what they're wearing?
No, no.
And physical appearance, like from head to toe, there's never been a compliment.
Oh, we're going to take it further.
Okay.
We're going to take it further. But I want to start with the physical, and here's why.
Yeah.
I want to draw a clear, distinct line.
What's that?
Men, you will not compliment another man's body. No. I will not compliment another man's body. But Kimmy, it's a 180-degree difference for women.
Just go into like the ladies' room on like a Saturday night. Compliment. Like, if you want to feel good about yourself, wait in line in a women's room.
Yeah.
But you will, Kimmy, have no problem telling other women specific things about their bodies that you love.
No, especially with friends. Yeah. No problem giving compliments.
Boobs look so good. Oh, my God. Your legs. I wish I had. Oh, my God. Cheekbones. I've watched my wife do it.
My wife does it. Yeah.
Okay. It's second nature for all of you guys. Yet men will not let it happen.
No, because we just want to rip each other apart so we can feel better about ourselves. We just want to bust balls. So even if we like what we see in a guy, we're just going to make fun of it.
Okay.
Is that an insecurity on your part?
Yes. Absolutely.
We're
just shallow dumbasses.
Okay.
But you can admit you notice those things, you just don't want to say them.
Right.
Like, or do you not even notice? Yeah,
I can see something.
Way to work the mic, jackass.
See?
Yeah.
So I can see something I may want to actually buy, but I'm not going to give him credit for it. And even if I...
Yeah, because you're influenced by people you don't know.
Absolutely. But if I came home and I had something new on, my wife goes, Pat turn you on to that? No. No. Even though he also owns this. I thought about it all myself.
I saw it first.
And I bought it on my own.
No, to both of your
point. I'm my own man.
To both of your point, if we take it further, men do not feel comfortable complimenting each other about anything.
No, they won't say they were influenced by anybody. Yep. I did it all on my own. I'm my own man.
All right, I want every man to think, and I'm going to use you as an example because, I mean, you're the closest thing to a man we've got here. Tommy, can you... The last time someone you know or had a face-to-face interaction with, the last time you as a man said something nice about that man to his face?
I can't think of it.
Because I can't either.
And body, never.
Just straight up compliment.
Right. Matter of fact, if I see somebody that lost weight like you, what, you starving?
Yeah, all you do is crush me.
You got cancer?
Tommy, you and I have known each other since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
We spend 5 hours a day together laughing on the
air. Yeah.
On the rare occasion.
Yeah.
One of us tries to compliment each other, the other, into a microphone. The other immediately becomes suspicious.
Bro, we kick it around here like a dead dog.
Do men not take compliments well?
No.
Is that the problem?
We don't.
Is it insecurity and the fact that we don't know how to take them?
Yes. And we know, like, when...
Like, your good buddies. Like, I feel like I've seen my husband compliment a buddy, or a buddy ask, like, where'd you get that hat from? Or I don't think it's weird.
So we're just dicks?
Yes.
I don't know. I know I've seen him do it with his friends. I haven't seen him like do that to a stranger or anything.
Okay.
But so, I think that they're comfortable enough with each other where they can give each other compliments.
Oh, I got such a great husband. He's a hero and a firefighter.
I'm trying to think of something he wouldn't compliment a buddy on.
But even if I, let's say I saw some guy who was in really good shape, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I came in here and told you about it. Like, hey, man, so and so. We would start finding reasons negatively why they're getting into shape.
100%.
Now, you know he's breaking up with his old lady, man. You know he's taking that Ozempic because he couldn't lose the weight. Like, we even find reasons to mock his open success.
Yep.
Like, his obvious success, we would put it down.
100%. Huh.
That's why we die so young.
Yeah.
But that...
I know I've seen my husband had a buddy who lost a lot of weight. I know my husband's like, you look great, man. Like,
but see, he'll live long. That's good. He'll live a lot longer.
Yeah, which sucks because he's got to do it with Kimmy.
Because he's wrong because that guy's on Ozempic.
252 to
his old lady's dropping him.
We got folks waiting on hold, 252 to BCMF. Saturday at the parade, St. Patrick's Day Parade. Running to Matt Malloy, anchor from 13 Wham. He's come on the show, co-hosted before. We love Matt. He's great.
Yeah.
Good dude, right? So comes over, we do the big man bear hug thing, and I got my hands on his back.
Oh, you're digging in.
He's wearing a t-shirt. Dude's jacked out of his mind. It's like his back's carved out of granite.
And you can rock climb on his back.
Tommy, I'm telling you, man, you can make fun of me all you want. If you would have given him a hug, you would have walked away, looked at me, and been like,
I hear he's an unbelievable shape for little man.
No, it's not what I meant.
For little fella.
You did, for some reason, throw that in there.
Because
you rip for little fella.
There are guys you see where you expect.
You know, he's shorter than me, so like,
that's not what I was saying.
Look at the little muscles on him. He's so cute.
Despite the fact that I was in awe of this man's body, I felt I couldn't compliment him. And I told you this story yesterday off the air, and you're like, yeah, because men don't compliment each other's bodies. And he's right. And we don't compliment each other at all for anything, ever.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, a few things. It's funny that in your compliment, you actually are proving your own point. Because you've dropped the short man thing.
I didn't.
So did you really pay him a compliment?
I didn't mean to. Maybe that was a dick thing to do. I don't mean it like that.
He did point it out.
I'm sorry.
That's all we're saying.
Number two, I wonder how much of the women complimenting each other in the bathroom on a Saturday night, as Kimmy said, is really catty.
Ooh.
And they're just doing it to like...
That's
and
a cynical take,
their back
Jeremy.
Saying, this broad over here. She looks stupid in that dress. You know, who does she think she is with this fake eyelashes? Number three, it's probably
specific.
Once every couple of weeks, we're always talking about men and how they can't share their feelings and won't talk about their issues. I mean, this is just another thing in a long line, right?
Sure.
If you see someone, just pay him a compliment. I have seen Kimmy's husband at the gym before. Let me tell you, that hunk of beef,
That's disturbing, man.
No, he's right, though. Let me look at
the way he just said that.
But we got his picture over my shoulder. How can you argue?
Now I can't even look at it.
Hey, Jeremy, let me ask you, because I had asked Tommy before. Can you tell me the last time you complimented a man to his face?
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure. Just telling Lonsbury that he's not a sex offender, is that a compliment?
Jeremy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Bye.
So to Jeremy's point about emotions and stuff, we should probably do this guy to guy. Because if we look at the studies we've talked about in the past here in the break, right? We know that men over 50 are very, very lonely.
Yes.
We know that men lose friends as we get older.
Oh, they drop off quick. Yeah.
At a much faster rate than women do.
Mm-hmm.
That has to have something with men never saying anything nice about each other.
Yeah.
Has to. We know.
We isolate ourselves. All of us.
But even on a personal point.
Yeah.
We know that as we get older, men lose a ton of self-esteem. That also correlates with what we're talking about here. It's very possible that, to your point, we're completely isolating ourselves and falling into deep depressions simply because we refuse to look our buddies in the face and say something nice.
To play nice, yes.
And it's not like men don't know how to compliment.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when you go the other way with it, men complimenting women... It gets guys in trouble all the time.
But there's a motivation there for it.
There are the creeps of the world.
Right.
You're right. But there are also guys who have the best intentions, trying to make a woman feel good about themselves, that unknowingly say the worst possible thing. We are over-eager to compliment women.
Mm-hmm.
We are dead set.
It's a desert. We're not touching it. We're not going near men.
Can you... But I feel like I've heard you guys... Can you compliment somebody... Behind closed doors, like let's say, like you notice something about a guy, you don't say it to his face, but then you talk about it with your wife later on that day.
Oh, good question.
Because I think you that would be somebody that you'd feel comfortable talking about it with, and like if your wife, especially if your wife brings it up, like you know what, that guy's got really good style, or like give him some sort of compliment.
Yeah, no, you and I, you've been in this room, Tommy and I talking about that guy's got really good style.
So let's say my wife brings up somebody.
Yeah.
Like if it's something, wouldn't it really pease me about my wife? I should go, oh, so-and-so, I think he's so funny. And then I will show her, set by set, well, that guy is not funny.
I
don't
think you take that very seriously.
No, that guy does suck. I don't even know what we're talking about.
And if she'll say, like, any guy she compliments, I'll either... Not say anything back.
So there's nothing that you and your wife agree on that you could both compliment a person?
On a man?
Yeah.
No. No. And she will. She'll go,
like,
oh, my God.
There's people that you like that you wouldn't have a problem complimenting.
Right. I'm still not going to give that guy a break.
Not even with your wife. Like, when nobody else is listening.
I don't want to lose my street edge.
Okay.
Street edge!
I start getting soft at home, then the next thing you know, I'm soft
in
the studio.
You have blingy pockets.
The mean streets.
You're worried about your street edge.
No, Kimmy, he's hanging out down on Clover. One of the hardest streets in the greater Pittsburgh area.
But you know what I mean? I want to lose my edge, man.
No, I think, Kimmy, I think the wife is the worst way to put it, because not only do you have the aspect of not wanting to give up the power, look weird to another guy, if my wife compliments another man, I immediately am going into yoga.
Right, you're
going
to start ripping him apart.
Yes, yeah, that's my, I'm your husband. You don't compliment another man.
Well, no, like, let's say
me.
She didn't bring it up, but you wouldn't feel comfortable talking about another guy that you, like a buddy of yours, and giving him a compliment to your wife?
I'm trying to think.
Like, do you like anybody?
No, we do.
Yes, yes.
Here's the dichotomy, if that's the right word.
Sure.
We do like
stupid. Oh, dichotomy, a big old fish that lives in Florida.
We do like these guys. Mm-hmm. We're just not going to give them a break. I mean, that's why they call it busted balls and since the beginning of time. My old man
say,
was
like,
the same
way. That guy's
way.
Like the nicest dude I've ever met, or that guy's one of the smartest guys I know. Like,
we had one buddy.
Yeah.
His name was Tiny Glover.
Yeah.
And I brought him up a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I have a picture of him from his funeral cart in my house. It's mm-hmm. framed. Sits on a desk. I love that guy. I will never say anything negative on that dude. But that's the only dude in the history of my life that I found that I treat him like an angel.
But here's the thing. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me just stop you real quick to point something out. I'm sorry. It wasn't until after he died that we started talking that way.
Yes. Yes.
And I didn't realize it until just now.
Yeah. But we love this guy. Pat and I love this guy.
But we never told him.
No, we did not.
He had to be dead, and we're just saying it into a microphone. Right. That's horrible. Oh, God.
It is.
Oh, God.
Like I said, he's the only guy's picture I have ever hung in my house.
Hey.
That, what? I don't have a picture of you in my house. You got a picture of me in your house.
I got a picture of you in my house.
Frame picture of me in your house.
Yeah, it says, do not let him in.
You gave us a framed picture of us.
Yeah, I do have a frame picture, but my wife did that one.
Thanks, Dick.
Well,
said I have it.
No,
period.
True.
But I cut you off, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
See, I always thought like every guy had at least one just good-hearted person that they have no problem saying great things about because they're just like a kind individual in their lives. Like at least one of those people.
But even those guys have got things.
Okay. I'll give you an example. I see you guys on hold. We'll come back. 252 WCMF. We're talking about how men will not compliment men about anything. Dan Mason is that guy you're describing, general manager of the Rochester Rings.
We rip him apart when he was in there.
He's the nicest guy in the world. He bends
great
over backwards for everybody. He's had that job. He loves what he does.
No, I understand.
He sits in this chair.
Yeah, you bust balls, but you can give him a compliment.
Not to his face.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell him to his face. No, I'm not. Hell, Kimmy, even before the mic comes on, he walks in this room and Tommy and I just beat the hell out of him. We beat the hell out of him.
And he is like one of the nicest guys in the world.
You will not meet a nicer man.
Yeah. No, I know.
Than Dan Mason, general manager of the Archer Red Wings. And
you're complimenting him.
He's white tiny.
Right into a microphone.
White tiny.
He's white tiny.
Well, because he's smaller, he's Biggie Mason. 252 WCMF. Again, I ran into Matt Malloy from 13 Wham at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Haven't seen him in a while. He co-hosted the show with us. Great guy. Went up to give him a hug. Put my arms around him. Big man, rock. He's carved out of granite. Dude's jacked out of his mind, and I didn't expect it. And I was like, holy crap. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I should have said, bro, that's all. What are you doing? That's awesome. Didn't. Because men don't compliment each other, and I didn't feel comfortable. And I told you this yesterday, and you said it. You're right. Men do not compliment bodies, especially anything, period.
There is a place where this exists, though. I think gym culture.
It is weird.
I mean, like, people will get very specific if you're training or if you it's just somebody you see all the time.
But that's got to also sound creepy in a gym.
I think it, but it's kind of the norm. Like, I mean, those guys go back and forth with compliments.
I think it's specific kinds of guys in the gym.
Yeah.
Like, it's
I'm not saying it's everybody, but it does exist there.
252 WCMF, a man who obviously spends all the time in the gym.
Who's that?
Ben's on scene.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man, what do you got?
To hear from you, buddy.
All right, so one of my buddies, his name is Joe. He knows who he is. I am jealous of that dude because of his work ethic. He does not half-ass anything he does. And I kind of
except when it comes to friends.
But no, I don't have a compliment. But like, it's not, I don't get why it's weird for you guys to compliment a guy. Like, if I see somebody, like my job, I'm all over Western New York. If I see a dude like has like a hat or a shirt or shoes or something, like, dude, I like those shoes. Where'd you get those?
All right, Ben, that makes you better. Look, I will admit, that makes you a better person. I wish I could be like you. And I can't explain why I don't do it, Ben. I wish, that's what we're trying to figure out. I cannot explain.
We're insecure.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we won't give up an inch. Because
maybe your way of showing somebody you like them is to rip on them relentlessly.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
So they really like you, Ben.
Some people we just can't stand.
My tongue gets destroyed pretty much at least a couple times a week. But.
Yeah, you did great, Ben. That was a great job.
Good.
Right? Just after
that. Hey, why don't you call?
Have an awesome weekend.
Why don't you go call Joe and have it even out this conversation we just had? Huh? Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
He does.
There goes complimenting Ben. You know, he just texts his boy, hey, man, I said your name on the radio.
Yes.
He also probably needs to borrow money from Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, you got $20. All right, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Because, look, Jeremy is right.
Mm.
Ben is right.
Yeah.
All the Facebook messages,
sure.
Actually, they're all agreeing with us. The Facebook messages we're getting, they won't compliment men. A lot of, it's gay. Complimenting another guy is gay.
Well, it probably doesn't come across as feminine.
Why?
Not gay, but just feminine.
Well, yes, I understand.
Like a you're a little sissy boy.
No, but let's go. I just want to go down that because I will read you a Facebook message.
Yeah.
This is from Dave. He says complimenting other men makes you look gay.
No.
Why?
It should no. You're
no, right. I'm just saying. Like I like this idea that it's like, hey man, great shirt. Can I nob you? What the hell? Like I'm.
Boy, buy him a drink.
Well, I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Okay, all right. So, but you brought up feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that feminine? Why is it feminine complimenting another man?
I think kindness comes across as weakness when it comes out of men.
I think
that's how it's perceived.
The smallest, softest people have that take.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be kind. Yeah. It makes you look weak. Man who takes 3 minutes to get out of a chair.
And you're all, yes.
What?
See what you do? You mock
me. Let me show you how strong I am.
Wait, was that your mom?
I think somebody that can
murder
give...
your family.
They're already dead.
Yeah, because they're ugly. Shut up. We burned all our good stuff on Ben.
I think somebody that can give a genuine compliment, especially a guy to another dude, that just shows like a level of confidence, right?
Yeah.
So confident.
No, you're right. She's right.
Shut up.
But you know who's also turning into that person?
What? She's becoming us?
Oh, my God. Has she become us?
Oh, good point. I ain't heard a lot of nice things out of your mouth about
you
people lately.
Nasty.
Why would I even bother in this room?
Oh, here we
no.
go. Oh,
giving somebody
fault.
A compliment.
It's not me. It's you.
You're just going to tell me how much it sucks and how naive I am and how I'm wrong.
No, but it goes beyond the room.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Oh, I know. We all gossip.
No, but here's the thing. You're right.
We are gossip queens.
But you rip ass.
To Kimmy's point.
I don't think that means what you think it
no,
does.
No, the smelly kind, the mean kind.
To Tommy's point, excuse me. You're right. You don't have to compliment people because that would go nowhere. We crush you.
Yeah.
But you do actively participate in the tear down
of
other human
beings. Off the high ropes, man.
But I can tear you down and give you a compliment. So, boom. I can do both.
You're like one of those really bad boomer bosses from 10 years ago. Yeah, we really are really part of the comedy. Stupid, ugly, fat. You know, we really hope you stick around. All right, let me ask this question before we move on.
Go ahead.
Is there a compliment that a man can give to another man's face that feels natural?
I guess if you complimented his extended family.
Oh, what? Not even him. That's not him, though.
What?
True.
I mean him.
Oh, like him directly. Personally, his body, his job, his clothing.
I have a question.
His accomplishments.
Just going back real quick. How would you compliment his extended
family? Like his kids are doing well.
Okay,
your boy just
kids,
graduated college.
No, he thought hot wife right away.
Yeah.
He right
no,
away
you don't
hot
say.
Wife.
You never compliment a guy's wife.
Ooh, damn. Must be jelly because jam don't shake like that.
By the way, I think some people, especially if they have their own kids, would have a hard time complimenting other people's kids.
Really?
Yes. Because it's like a competitive thing.
Right.
No, but now that Tommy brings
like
it up.
Especially if your kids are in the same activity, you're going to have a hard time complimenting that other person's kid.
I'm going to disagree with you because now that Tommy mentions it, when I see guys that like through hockey or
their
kids play
sports,
that is the first go-to. It always is. Your kid looks great. Kid was skating great.
That way I don't have to talk about you. I can talk about your kid.
God.
Do you mean
it? Like you deflect.
I do mean it. But just, I mean, you know how I feel about kids.
Okay.
That came out.
I you may be in the minority there.
You think so?
Yeah.
My buddies are always asking
youth
about my kids.
Sports?
Yeah.
Like, if I run into a guy I haven't seen, I know he's got kids.
Yeah, I hear parents are very pleasant to other people's children.
I always ask about their kids first, not about them.
Same. Mm. Same.
Why are we just easier to talk about it.
Yeah.
Why are we so broken?
Oh, I've been busted for years, bro. I'm a shattered shallow man.
No, let me put it this way. Okay, it's 9:30, my kid's in school, right? Like, my oldest, she plays hockey.
Yeah.
Multiple times this year, like, dads on the hockey team have come to me and been like, oh, you know, she's playing fantastic. Because I'm always the one that's going to, like, not to my daughter's face, but downplay it to everybody else. Like, oh, you know, you don't understand. She's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I don't know if they tell the truth or not. They may just be being nice.
Yeah,
I have eyes, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it does happen on a regular basis. Okay. And it's not because my kid is an amazing athlete. I mean,
but it's a better icebreaker for men to go and talk about your kids and each other.
Yep, he's right.
See, because I think it's easier for them because they don't actually mean it. They just feel like it's something they have to do.
But it's an icebreaker. All the dads,
see, he agrees.
All the dads on my hockey team, my kids' hockey team's are liars. They're lying men.
No, but I mean, they may embellish a little bit just to get the conversation going, just to have something to say.
You're not going to be honest about it.
Right. So you're saying my daughter sucks at hockey is what
I've never seen your child play.
No, that's not true. You have. You came
and she was amazing.
Oh, really?
Amazing.
What number she wear? Worn it the whole time.
What's your house number?
I'm not going to say my house number on the air.
I don't know.
You're going to have a line of men complimenting me if I do that.
I don't get into the numbers game when it comes down to
you. The big thing and blaze out of the back of my
Twitter. Is it 8?
No. Why'd you pick 8?
How are you guessing?
I don't know. It just popped in my head.
It was 0 through 99, and you went with 8.
Wait, they go up to 99?
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky. Ever heard of him?
He was 99? Wow.
Let's take a break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I can't believe we see this so different.
What do you mean?
I thought everybody had agreed yesterday was a massive disappointment.
Well, no, they kept showing like upsets and crazy games.
Oh, I was talking about when you showed up to work. Oh. But as far as the NCAA tournament goes, that wasn't great either. You're hanging out the break room. Rutgers Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. I can't believe you guys thought the tournament yesterday was good.
Well, they kept showing all the highlights that it was an amazing opening night.
Well, yeah, that's what's great about highlights. You only see the good stuff.
Yes, that's what I like about them. But they said there was upsets and close games.
There were some close games. There were like, what, 3 upsets?
There were only 2 real upsets yesterday.
There were teams and colleges I'd never heard of one.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it, too. You got Drake, McNeese.
Okay, so McNeese State beats Clemson. Even that game was really good. So, fun fact, Clemson scored 38 points in the first 3 quarters. They scored 38 points in the fourth quarter. They almost cut a 24-point lead. It would have been the second largest comeback in NCAA tournament history.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the Drake team, if you know background on the Drake team, they were going to win that game all day. I mean, it was a great game. Don't
Still
worry.
A good game.
How about this? This Drake team, the head coach is like a D2 basketball legend.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw something about this guy.
He took over the team. When the other coach left, 15 of their players transferred out.
So he took basically the team with him.
Well, it was some of them. So like his point guard was his D2 point guard. They won a game yesterday. That's a great story. Other than those two games, it was all scratch and blowouts.
But wasn't there close ones? No?
Okay. Like I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kim. You were going to say.
I was going to say, by the way, right now, like this has to be the time of year every year where like Google Maps is just on fire.
Yeah, you're probably
because
right.
Yeah, you
the
have
amount
to.
Of times I looked up on a map like where some of these schools are, I'm like, hey, you know what? I didn't know Iowa touched Illinois. Like
right.
I just start like now I'm just on a map kick. I want to see where everything is.
No, you're right. I mean, look, I'm looking at the brackets right now because the games I watched yesterday, I caught the McNeese one. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I caught the end of the Drake game. That was cool. And the Arkansas finish was amazing. The rest of them were like 20-point blowouts up until the last 10 minutes.
Okay. Oh, it's only day one.
I mean, like even at the end of the 9 o'clock games last night, they had all the guys on TNT. Charles Barkley was there, and he said that day was, and I quote, terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible.
Just terrible.
That's just terrible.
Bunch of knuckleheads.
There you go.
All right.
Still got a couple no-namers in there. I call it a win.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Like, I'm looking at the games that are happening today. I am most looking forward to, I really hope Duke goes down because everybody hates Duke, but that Ole Miss-North Carolina game I think is going to be like the most exciting game of the year.
Battle of the Old South.
Not for that reason.
Yes. What's Patino's team?
That's St. John's. They won last night. They blew out somebody.
I would have to watch his team just because.
They blew out Omaha.
Okay. They blew out, all right.
So I did forget because that's a New York team. You can't bet on them.
Yep.
Right.
And I know like that's a team a lot of people are rooting for right now, so that's got to be crushing like all those betting sites.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But then again, I mean, how many St. John's fans?
Well, I think it's just because, are there any other New York teams in it?
Never.
I don't think so. You mean the state of New York?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, unless like the only team that the state has in it. You can't bet on.
Yeah, you're right. SUNY Albany's not there. UB.
Right.
We talked about Syracuse, St. Bonaventure. Yeah.
Unless I'm forgetting
Canisius.
One.
No, I mean, I can't think of one. I don't know, man. Like, if I sit down today and I watch a whole nother day full of basketball and it's a bunch of 20-point blowouts, I'm going to be really mad till I do it again next Thursday.
I don't know how you watch it anyway.
It's normally so much
Bounce
fun
around.
Because there's.
I don't know how they don't have like a red zone style network.
They should.
For the tournament.
Just bounce around.
Well, because
maybe they do and you have to pay for it.
Well, no, you would lose commercials. That's the problem. Mm. And that's where they make all their money.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have Max, the streaming service, you can watch all of the games at the same time on your screen.
Yeah.
And then, like, move it to the game that's getting good. They also have, in the score bug up top, the madness alert.
Yeah, it's like I'm having a stroke. So, how many games? So, they'll play tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
They play all day today, all day tonight, all day tomorrow, all day Sunday.
So, by Sunday night, what are we down to?
Sweet 16.
Yeah. All right. And then
that's the big one. Then we go to Thursday.
Week. Yeah.
All right.
So Elite Eight, Final Four, Championship.
Championship.
There you go. Now just give me something. I like the live betting on the sports books.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like I need the game to be somewhat close in the last 5 minutes for me to even accomplish attempting a live bet.
Well, maybe because it was slow day one, it'll be crazy day two.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right.
Even out.
Let's see Robert Morris take down Alabama, right? That'd be fun. Xavier. Take down Illinois.
Ooh,
come on.
All right.
And let's see. I normally hate North Carolina, but I think an 11 seed North Carolina winning today would be a fun day.
Know who they playing?
Ole Miss. We just talked about
it. Oh, okay.
Old South. So
there's yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? collect them all, and current All-Stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.